If you negotiate with your knee before standing up, you're losing that argument. Joint Relief Institute treats joint pain fast. And yes, it's covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000 as in zero pain.
Entertainment news, Cindy Perlman Gaber in Las Vegas, and sad news about one of the all-time really nice rock and roll guys. Cindy?
Good morning, Bob. Very sad news on legend Dave Mason, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer and founding member of the 60s prog rock band Traffic. He died Sunday at his home in Nevada at age 79. They released a statement saying Dave Mason lived a remarkable life devoted to the music and the people he loved. In 2024, he came down with a heart condition, and he wrote to his fans, "Recovery is a long road. My love for all of you runs deep." And he was so prolific, playing with Jimi Hendrix, Paul McCartney, Rolling Stones, as well as writing the soulful song "Feeling All Right," which Joe Cocker made a hit. And Mason's solo work includes the 1977 classic "We Just Disagree," a great song.
Yeah, this is the one we remember. Here's a little bit of it. Dave Mason was 79. Mariah Carey didn't get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and it doesn't sound like she cares that much, does it?
You know, Bob, I think there's a lesson here. We should all be more like Mariah. You know how social media has us feeling competitive with each other? Well, Mariah didn't get in this year. She's been snubbed in the past. Her response, quote, "Who cares that I didn't get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Give it to someone else. Fantastic." And she went on to say, "The only important thing is I love my fans always." And I didn't realize this, but to get in, you have to at least have a 25-year career, 25 years since your first single. So she's been eligible since 2015. Has it happened? No. She even said, "Don't even call me an icon anymore. I don't call myself a legend," says Mariah. "I'm working hard. The only lessons I've learned is to be true to myself. I'm taking the course from her in self-esteem starting tomorrow."
Yeah, it sounds healthy. It's that time again for the most beautiful humans list. And who's on it, Cindy?
Well, I call this the most beautiful humans still breathing list. And, you know, are we talking about inner beauty, Bob? Please, it's Hollywood. But Anne Hathaway nabbed it this year. She is lovely inside out always. She has Devil Wears Prada 2 opening May 1st. And, you know, Anne, she lives down to earth. She's got a husband, two sons, 10 and 6. She said her average day is playing with their puppy, playing with the kids. And she's got a cool view on aging, though. She said, "Yeah, you have to be more serious about how you take care of yourself. But I don't get so swept up into things. I understand what it means to take it with a grain of salt." Which, that sounds good. And she's got a million things coming up. And that's kind of cool because she is 46 years old. So she's got Princess Diaries, another one. She said 100% they're doing it. Everyone wants it. And she also will star and produce the film Yesteryear, a dark satire about a woman who writes one of those tradwife columns. How great it would be if we went back to churning butter and pounding clothes out on a rock. Well, she wakes up in the 1850s and has to live it for real. And it's not so great. So that sounds pretty fun.
She's on the People magazine list. And now we go to someone who's on the cutting room floor, Sydney Sweeney. What happened?
You know, it's hard to be Sydney Sweeney these days, international actress and Blue Jean spokesperson, because she filmed a big cameo playing herself being styled at the beginning of Devil Wears Prada 2. The scene is that Emily Charlton, played by Emily Blunt, now works for Dior, and she's styling her for an awards show. And guess what? The filmmakers said, "Well, we don't really think so, and it didn't work structurally, creative differences, all that good stuff, not happening. Sydney is not in Devil Wears Prada 2.
Looks like we're going to be watching Nicole Kidman and Sandra Bullock this Halloween, aren't we?
This everyone can't wait for. You know how they're reviving all of these 90s movies? Well, the next one's Nicole Kidman and Sandra Bullock. A few days ago, they dropped a trailer for Practical Magic 2, due out late September for Halloween. And they're once again the Owen sisters, Sally and Gilly. You know, one of those dark curses threatening the family. Stockard Channing and Diane Weiss play their aunts, which is great casting. And this time, one of them settling into a comfortable life with her adult daughter. The other one has a black cat. But, you know, bad forces are all around them based on the books by Alice Hoffman.
And finally, we heard about this yesterday. Let's talk more about Joe Buck's new gig.
Well, this is exciting. Another Jeopardy. I don't know about you guys. Are you guys hooked on Jeopardy, Bob?
You know what? I'm the only person I know who does not watch Jeopardy. My sister, everything stops when that comes on. No matter who's around, what she needs to do, it's Jeopardy time in the afternoon.
You know, we watch it here. I can never get sports or geography. Thanks, Wheeling High School. But otherwise, Jeopardy is getting its own spinoff called ESPN Jeopardy. It's going to stream on Disney Plus and Hulu, and it's described as the ultimate matchup between sports and the world-leading quiz show Jeopardy, hosted by Joe Buck. And he's filled in for Alex Trebek before and after his death, filled in both times. And the target audience will be sports fanatics and cover the full spectrum of ESPN content. People aren't playing for themselves, though. There's a prize of $500,000, and you have to give it to charity, though.
Buck will be good. He can be funny, even when he's not trying to be. It's Cindy Perlman-Gaber in Las Vegas. Thanks, Cindy. Talk to you tomorrow. Have a good one.
Thanks, Bob.